Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Greg Holmes. The New Testament reading for today is from Romans 10, 1 through 21. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is, the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. But I ask, did Israel not understand? First Moses says, I will make you jealous of those who are not a nation. With a foolish nation I will make you angry. Then Isaiah is so bold as to say, I have been found by those who did not seek me. I have shown myself to those who did not ask for me. But of Israel he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Here's a question. Where is God? Ask that question to any random Christians or Lutherans, and you might come up with a couple of different responses. A common response is, God is up in heaven, of course, or God is everywhere. And those answers are true, but they don't really do much good for us. God up in heaven, well, I can't get up to heaven all by myself. And God may be everywhere, but he's not for me when he's everywhere. He may be present in this desk that I'm sitting at, or he might be present in the spare tire sitting in the trunk of my car. But this desk and that tire don't speak to me. They don't act on my behalf. Today's reading from Romans 10 presents some different answers for that question, where is God? First of all, God is in Christ. Jesus, the Son of God, is the Word made flesh. Jesus is the one true God, born of flesh, born of Mary. And to be in connection with that Jesus, through Word, baptism, and supper, is to be in contact with the one and only true God. And that God in Christ shows himself to be a giving, loving, gracious God. He comes and carries the sins of the world and puts them away. He defeats death. He brings salvation. Paul says, we don't go up to heaven to find Christ. We don't go down into the depths. This Jesus is near us in his word, the word of faith that proclaims the gospel, the good news of what Christ has done for us. This word creates faith in us, and that faith receives salvation and calls on the name of the Lord. Thanks be to God that Christ is indeed near us and with us always, granting us salvation. Let us pray. O Lord, grant us the Spirit to hear your word and know the one thing needful, that by your word and Spirit we may live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.